An ousted president stands trial in Egypt. Christians in Nigeria get yet another dose of persecution. And a couple of groups are bringing hope to kids throughout Africa. There's a way for you to get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi stands trial on November 4th. He's charged with committing and inciting violence throughout Egypt. His supporters' response to the news is already raising security questions, especially in light of reprisal violence last month. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains.
There are concerns because, again, the Islamists are focusing on the Christian community and they're trying to basically form a front for Muslims to show that the Christians are behind all of this.
The demand for protection of Christians is gaining traction from some unexpected allies.
The army is trying to some degree to protect the Christian community, and even moderate Muslims are trying to protect the Christian community.
Even though AMG's partners are keeping a low profile, the gospel isn't silent. Their faith is drawing people to God. Pray with them.
They are seeing this already, and that gives them strength and hope in the middle of the persecution that they are facing.
Next, Christians in Nigeria are facing further conflict from the government and Boko Haram. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports eviction notices have been issued for 25 Christian churches and schools calling for their demolition. The government claims the land is needed for new housing, though no plans have been produced. Pray for protection for the Nigerian believers and their buildings. Pray also that their Muslim neighbors will hear the gospel. This is Mission Network News. There's good news and bad news for Kazakh pastor Kush Kambayev. He's been in prison since May under trumped-up charges. Russian Ministries is reporting that Monday, due to his declining health, a judge released the 67-year-old to house arrest. Supporters were overjoyed, but it didn't last long. He was rearrested before even reaching his house on charges of religious extremism. Pray for Pastor Kush Kambayev as he's facing a new set of difficulties. Meanwhile, kids in Africa are getting a voice and a helping hand from their neighbors. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire will be meeting with officials in three countries next week to discuss child welfare services. He'll be using Bethany's Foster to Adopt program in Ethiopia to show how international adoption isn't the only solution. In-country families can care for orphans, too.
As other countries have heard about the success in Ethiopia, they're inviting Bethany in. And so now we have things going in Ghana, in Uganda, South Africa. We've started in Zambia, and we have more countries asking.
Bethany works with believers and Christian groups in Africa.
God is using us as tools to do the work, but it's His work.
Pray for this new movement.
That the Christian community in these countries would rise up and become foster and adoptive parents.
And while orphans are getting a helping hand, so are kids with albinism. In Africa, albino children are considered high risk. Their organs are considered good luck, so they're targeted by traffickers and witch doctors. Every Child Ministry's Lorella Rouster.
Because people do not really understand albinism, they tend to imagine reasons for it.
There are kids with albinism in most of their ministry locations. ECM's national staff reaches out to these kids with Christ's love.
It provides an opportunity to share the gospel with the whole family of the child that has albinism, because usually nobody else is reaching out to them.
Help us spread the word of ECM's work on Facebook.
We're also looking for volunteer translators who would put this material into other languages that are spoken in Africa.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God with your best gift? M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He says in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.